Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. It's been gross. That's all there is to it. The weather has been absolutely revolting, and everybody is looking forward to spring, warmer weather, the sun, and maybe some of those, you know, fruit trees and flowers and stuff that we've planted are going to cheer us up. But sometimes winter does a little more damage than just to the foundation and such. What have you got for us?
Yeah, so I know for those of you who have fruit trees, I mean, you might be a little concerned right now, especially since you said it correctly. It's been kind of a gross past 2 weeks. So we've had a extreme cold snap come through, and so some of our fruit tree growers might be a little anxious about the status of their fruit trees. But I do kind of have some good news. I mean, they're in dormancy, which those trees are in dormancy right now. Those freezing temperatures weren't harmful to those trees. So fruit trees actually develop a cold hardiness, or the ability to tolerate low temperatures with exposure to the freezing weather we've had the past couple of weeks. As the weather warms up, those trees do actually lose that cold hardiness, which is why in the springtime, early springtime, when we get those frosts, those are what could be detrimental to those fruit trees. So the cold weather that we've actually been experiencing is not harmful, since those trees had that cold hardiness and they were pretty much ready for those lower temperatures. So damage to fruit trees actually typically occurs when the weather fluctuates rapidly here coming this springtime, when we go from warm to extreme low temperatures. So I'll also add in fruit trees that were not pruned properly. Those actually can be at greater risk of damage from the cold temperatures too. But when fruit trees begin to set buds is actually when the cold hardiness varies. So actually, Washington State University actually has a really neat publication that reports when the temperatures fruit trees can withstand during various stages of blooming. So if you want to Google this publication yourself, honestly, just use Google and type in Washington State University, type in critical bud temperatures. And so this publication is really neat because it actually does. It tells you, for example, on an apple tree, it is at the silver tip budding, then and it gets down to 15 degrees, only 10% of that bud is killed. Or if that budding is at the green tip and it gets down to 18 degrees Fahrenheit, only 10% of that is killed. So and it's just a really neat publication that goes on kind of what different temperatures those buds can stay alive with. So this publication does cover apple, pear, peach, plum, cherry trees. So if you're wanting some more information, please look that publication up.
Sounds like a handy thing to know. Some updates. Maybe we don't have to worry quite so much about how the trees are going to fare this spring. That's a little reassuring. But you've also got some other reminders for us today.
Yeah. So I know it's been really wet, really cold out there. But one thing you kind of can keep in mind to get ready for the springtime, and when you want to either plant your garden or see how healthy your yard is, you can actually do a soil test at this time of the year. Now, I know it's wet, but if you can kind of take that soil sample and dry it out at home, that would help us before you bring it into the office. If that sample can be dry when you bring it in, that would help us before we send it off. Get your soil tested so you're ready to know what nutrients you might be lacking, how much fertilizer you might need for this coming growing season. Over here in the Meritazine District, I will say prices have actually increased. The state lab sent out some price increase for our soil test. So to send off a basic soil test will now cost $16 for your first sample. If you have multiple samples, your second and third and fourth samples will only cost $12, but that first sample will cost $16. I know everything's increased, and especially shipping charges and everything like that. So I apologize for pricing having to go up, but prices have had to go up. But doing a soil test, our soil testing lab up on campus helps provide a high-quality analysis of your soil, plant, forage, grain, and water are examples of the tests that the lab can do up there. And just it just gives you a good mind frame to see how much fertilizer you're going to have to maybe put down this coming growing season.
So the price increase, while it's unfortunate, it's also kind of an investment because it may save you money down the road by putting the right things into your soil and leaving out stuff you don't need.
Correct, yes.
All right. Anything else for us?
Yeah. So last thing for you guys, we still actually have a couple spots available for our Gardening by Design Symposium that my Master Gardener group will be hosting on February 17th here in Paola. If you need more information on that symposium, please visit our Merizine website. We have a flyer up there as well as a link to the registration. It does cost $45, but that covers, you walk away with a folder full of handouts, notes, etc., as well as we will have an awesome boxed lunch for you guys. And you can pay either online or can drop off a check here to the office, but registration for that symposium will close on February 1st, but we do have a couple more spots available. So if you want some more information, please jump on the website and check that out, or feel free to give me a call at the Paola office. Our number is 913-294-4306.
And everybody I've spoken to who's been involved with the Master Gardener program speaks very, very highly. So yeah, definitely worth looking into that.
Thank you. Yeah, the group is, they've been putting this symposium on for, I think this will be the 8th year now. And we've had an incredible year after year. Our attendance has increased to where this year we actually have had to move it to a different church because our attendance keeps getting a little bigger. So we need a little bigger spot. So again, yeah, if you have any questions or want to attend, please feel free to give me a shout.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.